Palacio Taranco. The Palacio is, by the map, located in the heart of the old city. If you look at a map of Montevideo, you see at least 30 points of interest in Ciudad Vieja, and fewer as you move outwards towards other barrios, Centro, Barrio Sur, Palermo, Aguada, Punta Carretas, Tres Cruces, Positos. The dividing lines between the barrios are clearly defined, but neighborhoods change as people move into them, establish themselves, then sell out and move to an even more exclusive neighborhood. Still, the old city is the place to be if you are a lover of old museums, architecture, and bustle. The Palacio Taranco was constructed in the early 1900s for a wealthy commercial businessman who came to Uruguay from Spain. Designed by a well-known architect of the day, Mr. Taranco's palace has high ceilings, fireplaces in every room, large windows that let in light when shutters are open, European tapestries, art, and handcrafted furnishings. These palaces always have libraries and pianos, sitting rooms and gardens. To walk in them, you would think the owners were artists instead of businessmen. A young lady at the information desk explains that this palace was a family home and has been donated to the city. There are no charges to browse. Going up a marble staircase to the second floor, I am moved back to an era when Montevideo was moving from horses and carriages to automobiles, and music was moving from ragtime to big band swing. The Palacio is a step back in time, and though the family that made this place a home has moved on to a more ethereal neighborhood, it appears they lived a comfortable life with all the distractions money can buy. Living rich and being rich are not always two sides of the same coin.